In the name of science, many human rights have been violated. Hello, I'm Dr. Sri Banerjee, core faculty for the College of Health Sciences and Public Policy at Walden University. And this is an area that, honestly, I've learned more recently and from a training that the NIH conducts. And I wanted to talk briefly about this. This is an NIH-funded experiment that took place on Guatemalan residents. About 5,000 people were involved in this experiment, and people were wrongfully infected with sexually transmitted diseases such as gonorrhea and syphilis, and then sometimes, many times, they developed complications and died. There's a lot of experiments, unethical experiments that have taken place, as we know, the Tuskegee syphilis experiment and the Henrietta Lacks. However, this is a gross violation of human rights. This took place actually in 2010. President Obama apologized for what took place in the Guatemalan experiments. However, in this American Journal of Public Health article, there's some debate as to whether more should have been done. More specifically, if reparations should have been paid to the victims and families, compensation for the damage that was done by the U.S. government. So just to give you a brief overview of the country of Guatemala, most of us know that this is a country in Central America. However, you have to be a bit more cognizant of geography. And so this is a total population, a little over closer to 15 million people. And more than half are living in poverty. Average level of education literally is 4.1 years. And Guatemala is probably more lower income, lower middle income country. Now this, at the time that this experiment took place, 1946, of course, that was right after the end of World War II, and because of the horrific crimes that had been committed in Germany, the Nuremberg Code was developed regarding protecting human rights. And all scientists were aware of this, and yet the National Institute of Health, in cooperation with Guatemalan authorities, engaged in immoral and unethical human medical experiments. And the total involved literally was 5,128 vulnerable populations, including children, orphans, adult prostitutes, Guatemalan Indians, leprosy patients, mental patients, prisoners, and soldiers. A lot of them were intentionally infected. At least 1,308 were intentionally infected of syphilis, gonorrhea, chancroid. And so many researchers were unable to consistently produce gonorrhea infections in prisoners at another prison in the United States. So originally this started among prisoners in Terre Haute, Indiana. However, this was moved to Guatemala. And the public has had no knowledge of the experiments for more than 50 years. Just to give you an example of what people felt, what some of the patients felt at the time, they were not, first of all, they were not conducted in a sterile clinical environment in which bacteria can cause STDs. So these STDs were administered in the form of a pinprick vaccination or a pill taken orally. The researchers systematically and repeatedly violated profoundly vulnerable individuals, some in the saddest and most despairing states. And so I wanted to give you a description of an individual that was a patient and exposed to this experiment. Berta was a female patient in the psychiatric hospital. Her age and the illness that brought her to the hospital are unknown. In February 1948, Bertha was infected in the left arm with syphilis. A month later, she developed scabies. And for those of you that may not know about scabies, this is an itchy infection caused by a mite. Several weeks later, lead investigator Dr. John Cutler noted that she also developed red bumps where he had injected her arm. Lesions of her arms and legs and her skin was beginning to waste away from her body. Bertha was not treated for syphilis until 3 months after her injection. Soon after, on August 23rd, Dr. Cutler wrote that Bertha appeared as if she was going to die, but he did not specify why. That same day, he put gonorrheal pus from another male patient into both of Bertha's eyes, as well as in her urethra and rectum. He also reinfected her with syphilis. Several days later, Bertha's eyes were filled with pus from the gonorrhea, and she was bleeding from her urethra. On August 27, Bertha died. So these are some of the sad accounts of what took place, and there's currently a debate underway. The commission in the United States, the U.S. Presidential Commission, said that this was an ethically impossible STD research in Guatemala from 1946 to 1948. That's putting it mildly, impossible under current ethical standards. So from the perspective of the Guatemalan government, the Guatemalan report called for reparations and compensation for the victims. Also, two independent reports coming from both the United Nations and the Catholic Church on they wrote that human rights violations and genocide in Guatemala from the 50s to the 90s bolster the Guatemalan Commission's declarations with respect to discrimination, reparations, and human rights. And there's little evidence that the U.S. government, the public health community, academic publications, or media have acknowledged the Guatemalan report. So most of public health workers know about the ethically impossible report from the perspective of the United States. There's some decisions that came down due to rulings that were made. However, the point is that first, do no harm. That is the principle. And these guidelines were developed after, even though, although these guidelines were developed after the Guatemalan experiments, they recognized that even in developing countries, informed consent and other basic principles of research ethics clearly apply. Researchers involved in the Guatemalan experiments were not abiding by many of these principles of biomedical research ethics. So there's a lot of examples of violations, such as Tuskegee syphilis experiment, Henrietta Lacks experiment, and then also now the Guatemalan STD experiment, and in tragic ways, most of the people died from the infections. I hope this has made some sense. Thank you for listening.